If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It worked!
Just one moment, Patrick. Where are we?
Many of you recognize instantly the voices of
doesn't taste like Bikini Bottom.
SpongeBob SquarePants and his pal Patrick. This is an animated series that's been on the air for just about 20 years and has become one of the most popular animated series of all time. It is coming to the live stage in June. The SpongeBob musical is currently being worked on and will debut, a world premiere actually, at the Oriental Theater in June. It'll be coming there June the 7th and will be at the Oriental until July the 3rd. Not costumed characters. This isn't going to be like going to Disney on Ice, you know, where you see somebody in a SpongeBob costume or a Patrick costume. It's going to be real life actors depicting the characters that you know from the animated musical. I sat through a presentation this week with the director and some of the creative forces staging all of this. They're talking about what the very interesting way that they are about to put on this show. And it sounds rather charming, whether you're a SpongeBob fan or not. Also, very interestingly with the show, instead of one person composing all of the songs for a musical, like normally happens with musicals, they have tapped into some of the biggest names in music today and had them write songs for the show, like Cyndi Lauper, like Joe Perry from Aerosmith, and Steven Tyler, like T.I., like Lady Antebellum. I mean, huge names that are all involved in this process of writing songs for the show, included in which is our old pal, Tom Higginson from the Plain White Tees. He was called on to write a song for the SpongeBob musical, and at this presentation that they did, he actually performed it. You're going to hear it. It's maybe a world premiere right here of hearing the song that Tom wrote for the SpongeBob musical. But before that, I was able to sit down with Tom, and he told me a little bit about the process and how he got involved in this.
You know what? They reached out to a bunch of artists to do songs for the musical, which is a really cool idea. I've never heard of, you know, like a Broadway show doing anything like that. And I don't know how, but I got lucky enough to be on that list that they reached out to. And jumped at the chance, wrote a song, and they liked it, and here we are. So that was like 4 years ago.
They've been
doing this for a while.
It's been going on for a while. Did you have a concept?
You know what?
This when you,
I didn't have a concept. They came to me with a bunch of, and at that point, I don't even think they had the whole, you know, the story finished or anything. They just had a few plot points, and so they're like, "Well, we need a song where this happens. We need a song where this happens." And one of the songs was a little friendship song between SpongeBob and Patrick, where they're kind of stuck and have nothing to do, but it's okay because they're with each other. And that, to me, was kind of like, oh, I can do that. It's kind of like a version of a love song for two friends, two best friends. So I ended up running with that and wrote the song BFF.
So did you have SpongeBob history going into this? Did you,
you
grow up with SpongeBob?
Not more than anyone else. You know, it was always, you'd always see it, and I'd always get a kick out of it. But I wasn't necessarily like a diehard fan. Like, I probably couldn't quote it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of inescapable. You know, it's been a part of the world and pop culture for, what, 20 years
Pretty
now?
Pretty long time.
It's crazy, yeah.
Same with me, that, you know, I didn't watch the show regularly, but when I did, I always thought, this is so weird and trippy.
Exactly.
Like, there's a layer for adults, there's a layer for kids.
It's
there's a lot going on here with it.
Kind of one of the first cartoons to do that,
yeah.
You know, to be for adults and kids.
So what was the process for you then? Was this just like writing a song like you would for an album, or was this different because it's for a Broadway musical?
No, I mean, I think they wanted it to be, they wanted the songs to be reminiscent of the artist that was writing them. So I kind of wrote it as, you know, okay, this is kind of like, what would a plain white tee's take be on SpongeBob? So it came pretty easy. It took me a couple days just to kind of get the concept down, and I made a demo on my phone, just a quick acoustic thing, and they loved it, and I hadn't recorded anything else. There's like not even a real demo of the song. It was this little acoustic thing that I sent in to Tina, the director, and we went through and changed a couple lyrics, and that was it.
How about these guys that are playing SpongeBob and Patrick and these characters? They're not going to be like, you know, costumes like we know from the cartoons.
Well, I couldn't believe when I heard that there was no costumes, because I guess you just assume, you know, that it's going to be like that. But as soon as I met Ethan and, you know, and Patrick and some of the other characters, it's like, okay, you don't need costumes. Like, somehow these actors completely embody, you know, the people on the show or the characters on the show. It's amazing.
So what's going on with the tees right now?
The tees are, we just put out a new video for American Nights, which actually stars my son. It's a bunch of like little kids acting as the band, and my son is the little me. It's super adorable. So we're just kind of pushing that right now, and we're writing, hopefully going to get in the studio this spring and put out something new real soon.
Yeah, is everything still sort of locally based for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's, we're all from Chicago, but a couple of the guys, DeMar, our drummer, lives in L.A., but he's actually talking about moving to New York. He's just kind of, he's a New York guy.
He just can't
I think
decide,
he'll like it in New York, yeah. Tim, our guitar player, he's down in Austin. Me and Mike are still around here, and Dave is actually here too, but he's actually renting in L.A. to get the hell out of Chicago for the winter.
So it's not.
I don't blame him.
You got to admit, I mean, I'm from here too. It's not a terrible idea if you
can. It's rough, yeah.
If you can manage it, although this year hasn't been that bad. What do you think Chicago adds to your music, adds to your like your musical sensibility? Does it at all?
I mean, I'm really proud of being from Chicago. I feel like growing up, it was one of those cities that every band that I loved in high school, like everybody comes through Chicago, you know? So I was able to see, you know, bands like Weezer on their very first album, Green Day, Pearl Jam, you know, it's like all those bands were kind of a part of my DNA, and to be able to go to the Metro, places like that, and see these bands live, I think that's really what, you know, gave me that extra little kick in the ass to say, like, yeah, I can do that too. And I think people from Chicago, the Midwest in general, there's a really strong work ethic. You know, we all come from just very blue-collar families, so it's kind of embedded in us to just work extra hard for what you want, and I think that's really helped throughout the years for sure.
Yeah, maybe I'm just, you know, reading into listening to your music, but it seems more grounded. It seems more, you know, sort of like everyday. I mean that in the highest compliment possible.
A lot.
You know what I mean? Yeah, average.
I'm
no, you know what I mean? That it's.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
It's like it speaks to people.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of music for everybody. You know. Throughout the years, we've been a band for a long time now, since 97 we started.
Wow.
And, you know, through the years, there's been so many musical trends that have come and gone, and we kind of haven't really fit with any of those. And, you know, at the time when we're trying to tour and we're trying to, you know, sell tickets and stuff like that, it's like, oh, man, it's like we're not as cool as that band. We're not as fast as that band. We're not as hard as that band. But here we are still making music that connects with people. So I kind of feel like the fact that we've kind of stuck out and done our own thing has definitely been beneficial in the long run.
Yeah. So home for your birthday today.
Yeah.
37, did I read
37.
Correctly? Is that right?
So I don't know. Yikes.
What does that mean to you? Are you a birthday guy? Are you?
I mean, I'm a life guy. You know, every day is great, and birthdays pretty awesome. I think everybody should. You know, when people get older, they tend to I don't want to celebrate anymore. I think that's BS. I think you got to celebrate. You know. You're alive, life is good. It's like you got to get out there. After this, actually, I'm going, a bunch of friends and family are all meeting up for dinner, have a nice little soiree. Stuck inside with no TV. Being bored with you makes me as happy as can be. Let's have some fun together.
We'll be best friends forever.
BFF.
BEF, that stands for us. Life is good. There's snacks in the fridge.
We'll have fun if we go out or just sit around doing nothing. Let's explore. Open every drawer.
Hey, you found my long-lost cheese.
That's what friends are for. Let's have some fun together.
You're my best friend forever. BFF, that stands for us. Every little thing that I could think of doing just sounds better doing it together. Every little thing that I could think of doing just sounds better doing it together, doing it with you.
Hey, Tom, you know, I've been thinking about starting my own band.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
You got any name ideas for it?
I got one. It's like the Absorbent Yellow Sweater Vests.
I love it.
You like that?
Yeah, sounds kind of familiar, though. I don't know.
Floating high, like a bubble in the sky. Feeling good just like I should. And you're the reason why. Let's have some fun together.
We'll be best friends forever.
BFF, that stands for us. This can't get any better. You're my best friend forever. BFF, that stands for us. BFF, that stands for us. BFF, that stands for SpongeBob and Patrick. That stands for us.
There's the song that Tom Higginson wrote for the world premiere of the SpongeBob musical that will make its world premiere before going to Broadway June 7th at the Oriental Theater. It'll play here until July the 3rd. Take a quick break, talk some more theater coming up on our theater segment today. Broadway star Anthony Rapp joining us live next on WGN.